Welcome back to Homestand Studios. This is Hoop Talks. I'm your host, Nora Zainab, next to the J Unit, Jelani Goodrich, Reed, Justin Pooney. Thank you for joining me here today. And today's rundown is going to be super fun because the Raptors aren't back in action until tomorrow after the All-Star weekend. So we thought it would be cool to, you know, read for once. So The Athletic, thank you. Eric Kareen, thank you. They released a new article the other day headlining five questions that'll decide the 2022-2023 season for the Toronto Raptors this season. They had five questions that seem pretty relevant as to what this team looks like right now and their next couple months heading into the play-in playoff picture. So let's just start it right off the bat. There's going to be some fun, stimulating conversations. Hope Nick Nurse is listening, Messiah Jury, Bobby Webster, anybody out there. You're welcome, guys. So number one, we have got Jakob Poeltl now, right? This means that you have one guy in the starting lineup because we're assuming Poeltl will be starting every single game, given that you need a center, you need a rim protector. That's where he fills in the spot. But one guy was going to have to go on the bench. Who will it be?
I'll take you. Look, I think everybody's kind of saying that it's going to be Gary Trent Jr., but I think OG Anunoby should be the one coming off the bench. Listen to this, right? Trent Jr. is a better three-point shooter, right? He's averaging more points this season. Now, you take OG out of the starting lineup, you lose a bit of defense, but if you take Gary Trent out of the starting lineup, you lose shooting and instant offense. And what do the Raptors need really badly? Shooting. Right? And here's the other thing. OG Anunoby's been very vocal through, you know, his agent and through the media that he wants a bigger role.
Yeah.
And he's not happy with his role with the Toronto Raptors, right? Gary Trent Jr. was also not traded at the trade deadline. He's a pending free agent. It seems to me that the Toronto Raptors have decided that we're going to keep Gary Trent Jr. He's a part of our long-term plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if Gary Trent Jr. is a part of your long-term plan, why not start him? Right? Why not play him more? Now, the other thing is this. Everybody slow down. Just because you're not starting does not mean you're a bench player. At the end of the game, OG Anunoby will be on the court when it matters the most. But as part of coming off the bench, he could get a larger role offensively and still be that lead guy defensively coming off the bench. So I say OG, come off the bench.
But Jelani, what kind of shooting are you giving your bench if OG's the one coming off?
I say I have to disagree. Okay. Respectfully, obviously. Wow. Respectfully
really
disagree. I think Gary will have to be the sixth man on this team.
He did come off the bench before and wasn't that good though.
Yeah, but look here, like if you're looking at the roster, right? You're talking about the struggles on defense. And you see Jakob Poeltl, he's already changed, you know, the complexion of the defense already. But aside from him being that rim protector, who do you have on that side of the ball? You're going to need OG, right? Especially if we're talking about moving forward and you're playing for something now. You're telling me you want to win games.
Yeah.
The defense is going to have to show up. It's not just going to be offense. Offensively, we'll talk about it a bit later. Pascal, I trust. Scotty, we'll see what happens. Fred, if he continues to find consistency.
Poeltl had 30.
Right?
And I mean, Poeltl. He can shoot too.
Yeah, I'm not expecting 30.
You're not going to 30 for Poeltl.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. But he'll give you, that too. Yeah. So I think OG will definitely have to be on the court. As for Gary, I understand. Look, he's been here for a minute and he's been starting 90% of his game since being here. I understand all of that. But if you do have him on the bench, you get a boost of offense on the bench, right? And you're going to need that too. The bench mob, or lack thereof, it hasn't been there this season. You're going to need scoring from the bench spot. You're going to look at Precious, of course. Maybe a Chris Boucher here and there. He'll give you some contribution. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I mean, you're going to need more. You're just going to need more juice, right? And that's where the juice comes with Gary Trent Jr. as that guy that I could look at coming off the bench, be that sixth man. I could rely on you to get us going, right? When I need you to get us going. You know what I mean?
A really big starting five, though, right?
I get that.
Starting five, and then you have a...
But I
can't see OG. Okay. I can't see OG being benched. Obviously, for now, like, he's been hurt, right? So you're going to work him back. Right now, Gary's probably going to get 30-plus, right? As OG finds his way 20, 25, and 30, gets his way back. But once he is back, once he is, you know, with the groove of things, and as things get closer to playoff time, OG Anunoby should be out there.
And OG has barely ever come off the bench in his career. I can only think back to the Raptors championship season where he had the option to come off the bench, but, you know, that was a really deep squad and it made sense for him to do that.
Yeah.
But with this one, I do see where Justin's coming from because Gary Trent, again, he provides you shooting offensively if he's going to be there in the lineup. But then again, he has been starting pretty much all season. And we have been bottom of the barrel in terms of offense.
So who do you say? So you're.
I'm gonna say OG Gerritsen should be coming off the bench, because at the same time too, this is how I picture it. In the sense of when you have two guys that have such different skill sets, but they both can be starters, you kind of have to use them based off matchups. Who are you playing against? What do you need now? Shooting or do you need defense? And that's why I feel like they can kind of utilize them the way that, remember when we utilized Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka in that way, where you knew who was starting, it was going to be Marc Gasol, but Ibaka would sub in super early depending on how that game's going. And I think because of how they're both, I wouldn't say one player is better than the other, because obviously defensively we need that badly. We are not shooting well on the season itself, but recently we have been decently offensive. But in terms of defense, that's been lacking the whole time. And we haven't seen Poeltl with OG on the floor either. So I'm excited to see what that team looks like with both of them defending and helping each other that way.
Gary's also got a steals number of steals per game.
But who was leading them? OG Anunoby, number one.
The other biggest thing I think with OG Anunoby is, and it's, again, it's not as the same level as Anthony Davis, but he's never healthy, right? With Gary Trent Jr., you get a little bit more consistency playing time-wise, and I think that's why you kind of lean towards him a little bit. And again, OG's still going to get his minutes. He's still going to play a whole bunch of... But as part of starting the game, I would go
I just got to look at the fact that you mentioned matchups, right? So maybe these lineups will change. We'll see what Nick does. But if I'm looking at the East, if I'm trying to be a player and I need a defender to guard some of these wings, who's going to be guarding the wings, right? Who's going to be dealing with that? That's OG Anunoby right there. So I got to put trust and faith in him that when he gets healthy, he'll be that guy on the court.
Absolutely. Watching our team not being able to defend, I can't have OG Anunoby not in the lineup. And he's been injured for so long that I'm like, please make
the defense
way back.
Is probably going to be worse without him on the court, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
That's just me.
Well, we'll see what him and Poeltl look like together, because, again, that's been yet to be seen with everybody else out there. But I'm excited. Yeah. And I think OG Anunoby has now been practicing as well, so he should be looking back to get in the lineup soon. But so we said... Gary Trent off the bench. You said OG. That means Precious obviously going to be the seventh man after him. He's as great as he is. I mean, but who would you give the eighth spot to out of Gary Trent? Malachi Flynn and Chris Boucher.
I'm going to go with Malachi Flynn. You look at that rotation, right? Mm-hmm. There is a whole lot of lengthy players. Not another ball handler, another guard. I would want to see what you have with Malachi Flynn. It's time for the Raptors to make the determination. What do we have with Malachi Flynn? You know what you have in Chris Boucher. He's still not getting as much playing time as you would expect, right? I want to see what you have with Malachi Flynn. He's played 9 straight games with the Raptors already. I want to see what you have. Can he be that backup point guard? Can he take that next step? Does Nick Nurse give him a long enough leash to trust?
That's the question.
And I think it's time for Nick Nurse to be, Malachi, I'm going to give you the opportunity. Prove to me that you deserve to get more playing time. And I think Malachi Flynn, he's got the basketball skills set.
Yeah,
right? We've seen it in flashes. He just needs the opportunity. Nick Nurse, give him the opportunity. See if he sinks or swims. And then you can make a decision in going to the offseason how you're going to address that backup point guard position or that starting point guard position, right? So I would go with Malachi Flynn because it's time to see what you have in him as a player with enhanced minutes.
Yeah, I think that the point guard spot, we've been talking about it all season long, how that is maybe the biggest question, right? Because you can't just, rely on Fred, and then you got Scottie playing there a bit. But so I do get that, and I do want to see, this team actually have trust in him. I want that trust factor to be there, but I just don't see it being there, right? I just don't think, especially as we get to, we're in the serious part of the season, right? Mm-hmm. And the Raptors, they told us they're buying, they're not selling, they want to play for something cool. So they want to win games. And at this point, with that being said, I don't know if Nick, right now, I don't think he wants to do that right now. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, here's the keys to the backup role. Here's the keys to getting more, minutes on the court. Right. I don't think he wants to do that right now. So I'm looking at Chris Boucher. I think Chris Boucher, he's a guy that I think Nick trusts a bit more than Masai. And I get it. The lineup thing, the height, the 6'9" stuff we talk about all the time, right? But I think that Boucher is a guy that could provide some things in the paint, right? We saw some flashes the last few games where he's been active there, and I think the activity needs to be there as we move forward. As you got guys in the Eastern Conference.
He's a great 3-point shooter too.
The shot has been there here and there, right?
He's been very inconsistent this season.
And then we'll see what he does defensively.
But is that on him,
right?
Or is that not getting enough reps either? Right, that's kind of what you have to look at with Nick Nurse, because whoever in the bench lineup is not going to get as many minutes. with Nick Nurse. Yeah,
I just I'm looking at it like, okay, Precious for sure, he's the seventh guy. We know that, right? He's like 25 a game, right? And then you're looking at a guy like Boucher. We'll see what happens with this OG injury. This gonna things gonna move a bit, but I still think he's gonna be around that, you know, maybe 17-ish to 20 at times minutes per night, right? And that's gonna be the guy that they look. He and Precious are gonna have a lot of activity. I don't know about, I don't know if he's gonna trust Malachi. That's my only.
And again, to piggyback off that point, this shows you just how big of a loss Otto Porter Jr. was, because he was supposed to be that depth piece to come off the bench and he played all, exactly. So I say Malachi because you need another ball handler. Otherwise, you're just gonna keep keep on running Fred into the ground every single night. And eventually,
it's not like Delano gets any.
Not just that, it's more so like, who is running your point up for the bench? Are you going to ask Gary Trent to run the point? You're going to ask Boucher, Precious Achiuwa? That's not going to happen. So it's a matter, for me, again, I think it just comes down to matchups. It's about, what do you want out of your bench? Do you want playmaking? Do you want, because Malachi is a proven playmaker. Mm-hmm. He's not bad at moving the ball around. And we've seen his passing actually helps.
Yeah, he needs a chance.
Yeah, he needs absolutely. And he needs, he's able to open up your guys who need to be open up. And Gary Trent, Precious Achiuwa, right? He can pass the ball to them. But then it's a matter of, do you want energy? Do you want them all like Boucher to come on? So it's going to depend on what the other bench you're going to be going up against. But I think in both of those matters, it's a matter of, is Nick Nurse going to trust them? Like, is Nick Nurse going to give them the moments? Or is he going to have these guys, again, you know, line up the minutes in the league, run down the clock the whole way through? And that's just not conducive to winning. And we've seen that even if they want to make the play-in at playoffs at some point, you need to be rested and healthy. So this is his point. He has to give them a rep now. He's they're going to have to go in and do something.
He's going to run these guys into the ground, the starters, of course. And I think that whoever the sixth man is, we'll see. But I think as the seventh and eighth spots, I just find that it's more likely that it's going to be Precious.
The next 23 games, or however many they have, I think it's 23 games,
right?
Those eight guys are going to be playing a whole bunch of minutes, and nobody else is really going to play. You're probably not going to see Delano Banton that much anymore. You're not going to see Hernan Gomez anymore. You're not going to see Coloco. You're not going to see much of Thad Young anymore, really, I don't think.
I think Thad might be in there, to be honest. So? Yeah, I think he'll be in that rotation.
The only thing I can see not working out for him with Nick Nurse is the fact that he's kind of been, like, dying out defensively.
I know, just maybe for an extra body. Yeah. Coloco, I would love to see how he looks with the acquisition of
Thad
Jakob.
Thad Young's still a good passer as well. Thad Young could help the second unit if you pair him that way. Yeah, so Thad, we'll see. But as you mentioned, Justin, there's 23 games remaining in the season right now, right before the play-in playoff picture. The Raptors are in the Eastern Conference. Right now, they're 10th. They're right behind the Wizards. 23 games remaining. Three of them are against the Wizards, who are right before us. So whenever you're playing them, that better be your... If you're not going to make the playoffs, that's your playoff series against the Wizards. That's what you can clap for and hope for. Of those 23 games, four are against bad teams like Detroit, Houston, you know, the bottom of the barrel. But then seven are against good teams like the Celtics, Bucks, Cleveland,
contenders.
Nuggets. Yeah. yeah, contenders, absolutely. But then that means they have 12 games remaining that are middle of the pack teams. The Raptors have gone 15-24 against those middle of the pack teams. Is that because is that because a lot of really good teams are in the middle right now? Look at the Warriors.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams hovering around that 500 mark. But again, if you are a team that wants to be serious, you've got to win those games.
The Raptors have the fifth hardest strength of schedule remaining in the NBA. That's a daunting task, especially for a team that's, like we mentioned, they got to play the Bucks a couple more times, they got to play the Nuggets a couple more times, the Sixers, the Cavs, right? They're going to play the Lakers too, right? I know the Lakers are, but the Lakers will not be an easy out with LeBron. You know, LeBron's going to put Superman cape on right now. But look.
How many times needs LeBron on this show? Let's see. Let's find out. Tally it up, guys.
If we had a LeBron tally and it was up to me, there'd be
you're already on two. Continue.
But yeah, it's going to be tough.
They have a top five toughest schedule in the league remaining. It's very hard for me to see a team that's been so inconsistent. They've never won more than three games all season long, right? How can they now, with the same roster, they made no adjustments, nothing. They added a starting center in Jakob Poeltl, but then the core is still the same, right? To ask them to now, when the games are going to matter even more, right? Against teams like, I know people are going to say things about Atlanta, that they're kind of falling off, but there's enough talent there. And
they just fired their coach.
But if they get the right coach that Trae Young likes, I think we could see a much more improved Atlanta Hawks squad. But it's so hard for me to see them going against the teams like the Bucks, the Celtics, Denver, those upper echelon teams in the NBA.
Okay, but let's say they keep the pace of that, right? Let's say they keep the pace of 15-24, as they have been the beefy teams in the middle. Yeah. They keep that pace, but then they go 5-6 against those other teams. The four bad, sorry, yeah, like four bad, seven really good, right? Those teams. So they go 5-6. Again, that's on pace to be doing that. They will make 10th.
I think, okay, well, the thing is, the teams, the contending teams, you're going to have to at least take one of those. Because if you're looking at the three best teams in the NBA right now, you're playing all three of them twice, right? So that's six games right there. You're going to have to at least try to get one. I don't expect you to get both off of them. That's Denver, that's Milwaukee, that's Boston, right? It's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. So I think your goal is to get at least one off of one of them, each of them.
Split it.
Out of those six games, have three, go three.
Yeah, yeah. Right? That would be the goal. That would be the goal, right? And then when you're looking.
That's a good day.
That's a fantastic, extremely good W.
I would love that personally. Yeah. And then when you're looking at the other teams, right, that you guys mentioned, there are plenty of playoff teams moving forward. So this will really tell us, who are the Toronto Raptors? Can they play? Can they hang with these teams in the Eastern Conference? Can they, in the West, they're playing some good teams in the West, the Clips too, right? Mm-hmm. So can you hang with these guys? How do you look against these guys? So we're going to really see what this team's all about. And then when you're talking about those 500 type of squads, I'm sorry, you got to win those games. If you're telling me that you want to play for something, you have to win those games. And yes, you might be like, okay, well, if we make the 10th spot, we're going to be in the play-in anyway. But I would rather, if you're going to make the play-in, I would rather find a way to win some games, right?
Be the 7-8.
Look, first of all, that's a lot to ask for because it's been tough to get winning streaks all year.
In a row?
So that's tough to ask for, first of all. Second of all, I'd rather have that home court. You know, because remember, the play-in, you have a chance for a home court game, and then obviously...
You lose that game, you get another opportunity.
Depending on seeding, you might have to go there. So it's a whole other thing, right? But I'd rather be a higher seed, a 7 or 8. Can you get there? It's possible. I'm not going to say it's impossible. It's possible. I'd rather that than being a 9 or 10, right? So we'll have to see, though. We'll have to see what they do with the schedule.
It breaks my heart looking at 9 and 10 because I'm like, that could just been a draft pick this year, man. We're really going to fight for the bottom of the barrel right now up against the Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics.
I've been saying that.
If you get through the play-in.
That's correct.
You get the honor and privilege of fight.
And that actually brings me to my point because I'm like, okay, fine. Let's say the Raptors do this, okay? They have the 23 games remaining. This is how many times they'll play a good team, bad teams, whatever. That's fine. That's the Raptors. But there's other teams that also have to play. And let's say they win these games. Doesn't matter if we win them or not, because now we've been outdone by the teams around us. So if you look at the Bulls, they're 11th. I said Wizards, they're 9th. Yeah. Pacers, I'll give them a little bit there too. They're 12th. Hawks, they're 8th. One of them could fall off. One of them could actually even topple us over.
That's why you just got to worry about you. Just worry about you. Like, don't look at obviously you're going to take a look at the standings, but you got to worry about yourselves, worry about your games, try to win.
I think watch out for the Indiana Pacers because they got to a hot start and they have Tyrese Haliburton was out for a while, right? They kind of went on a slide. He's back now healthy. Indiana Pacers could be a team you might not want to see the come post All-Star break.
Yeah.
It's true. The Raptors have 7 of those games remaining at home. I wish that meant something this season. It doesn't mean anything that they're playing at home. And that sucks. But one thing that they have going for them is Pascal Siakam and Scotty Barnes together. The future of the Raptors is bright. Okay, Justin, even you can admit it's a little bit bright.
Depends on how you view the future.
Okay, that's enough. I'm not going to let you continue. They've locked in 13, 21 minutes together. More times than any other Raptor duo other than Fred VanVleet and Scotty Barnes. Mm-hmm. How can the Raptors thrive with both Pascal Siakam and Scottie Barnes on the court together?
If you look at the stats, right, they're not like the best lineup. I think they're like 2.2 points better than the other duo that Noor mentioned. I'm really interested to see this because if Pascal Siakam, and I'm solely kind of looking at Pascal Siakam these next 23 games, okay? Pascal Siakam.
Oh shit! Pascal Siakam, Justin's watching you. Hope you know this. Oh damn! He got your number. Sorry.
Before I was so rudely interrupted there. That was quite rude, actually. But Pascal Siakam, if Pascal Siakam is that all NBA guy, I want to
all-star guy. He's an all-star.
If he's that all-star guy,
he literally made the all-star.
He made it because somebody got injured.
This guy had to.
If you want to comment,
I'm just asking the fact.
No, but he should have been an original.
Okay, that's fine.
That's on the coach. That's on the coach.
Can I get to my point? Can I get to my point, please? Can I get to my point? I'm what is it? Something nice with Pascal Siakam. Okay.
Oh, what? Pascal Siakam. Record this one.
You done? You done? This could be a clip you could put on social media right now.
I am. You think I'm not?
Look. Yep. If Pascal Siakam is that all NBA guy, that guy that warrants a supermax, these next 23 games, right? Mm-hmm. LeBron James said these are the most important 23.
Third time, guys. Third time. This is the Raptors show. We don't even mention LeBron. It's like bad luck to mention LeBron on a Raptors show.
Can I get to my point?
No, not like this, but continue.
Look,
I guess.
If Pascal Siakam is that guy, I need you to take this team by the collar and be like, get on my back. Mm-hmm. I will take you to the playoffs.
Get on.
Right? That is the main objective with this. And I think Nick Nurse needs to understand that too. That is my all-star. That is my number one player. I need to give him the ball. Mm. I need to give him every opportunity to score the ball. Because if I'm going to make a run in the playoffs, that's the guy that's going to take me there.
Preach.
Pascal Siakam. And Pascal Siakam, if you lead the Toronto Raptors to the playoffs, not the play-in, the playoffs, I will give you your props.
Jeez.
Pascal Siakam, you heard it here first. Justin Pooney will give you your props if you take the team to the playoffs. If you know who Justin Pooney is, you might not even know
you
who
mean
he
if
is.
They're top six?
If they go to top six.
Shoot. That's a lot to ask for.
If they get top six, if they get top six and Pascal Siakam is, because I know what I'm gonna get with Scottie Barnes, right? He's a young player, he's still trying to find his way.
I'm just saying top six though.
My eyes are all on Pascal Siakam.
I just know exactly when someone comments on this video who they're going after, what they're going after for, and what's
I embrace all the smoke. If you love me or hate me, that does I don't care as long as you got an opinion.
That's so unfair with Pascal Siakam though. It's not just his team, it's everyone together.
I see what he's saying because he is an all-star. I'm sorry, I want my all-stars
there's
to show
expectations.
Up. I had this with Kyle and DeMar back in the day. I said, okay, you guys are all-stars, you guys are playing like all NBA, show me. Show me when it matters
the
most.
Show me when it matters the most.
So I get that, but I'm going to look at Scotty. I'm going to look at Scotty, and I'm saying, okay, we know who Pascal is. He's been the backbone. He's been the reason why we're even alive at this point. Let's be honest with ourselves, right? Shit. Without Pascal Siakam, who are the Toronto Raptors this
year?
Who
are they?
They're still a
They're worse.
Oh, sorry. It's not the 10th seed. They're the 11th seed.
Yes. Now let's move. So I'm looking at Scotty Barnes because I'm saying to myself, We know what Pascal has done this year. Fred, I do expect Fred to step up, okay, when we need him.
Well,
we're going to need him. And yes, that bag is on the way. Yeah,
he's been playing well since those rumors.
Remember, trade deadline, all that stuff.
He's going to get paid in the offseason.
Shout out to Clutch. But I think that Scottie's going to have to be that third guy that I could give the ball to and get me some points, right? Give me that activity on the offensive side of the ball when I need it most. Because there might be nights when Fred doesn't show up. There might be nights when Pascal needs some help. Scotty, that's you. That's you, brother. So you're looking at the last few months, true shooting has gone up, which is very good. Thank you very much, Scotty Barnes, right? When you're looking at what he's been able to do as it's gotten more serious, as we moved closer to the All-Star break and now we're off of All-Star break, he's going to have to show up, right? Mm-hmm. It can't just be a Pascal Siakam show, right? Especially if the Raptors want to play for something. And we just talked about the schedule, right? You're playing a lot of teams that can score. Okay, you're going to need
and
to
defend.
You're going to have to counter that some way, right? Yeah. And Scotty Barnes has to be that guy. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I just hope that he could give you what you need on the outside, on the perimeter. I expect that to happen. I think Scotty's going to be very, very important.
That's exactly what Jelani said, Justin. Everybody on that team has to contribute. And that's why it also falls on Nicholas Nurse.
Is that his real name, Nicholas?
Yes, it's Nicholas. What do you think Nick's short for?
I thought just Nick.
Nicholas.
What? Nicholas?
I don't know what I said. It's okay, guys.
No.
Anyway. So before we go, really, really quickly, what can Nick Nurse do here going into the second half of the season remaining now that can change the Raptors' outlook? So it's not just Pascal Siakam or Scotty Barnes. Falls on Nick Nurse, too.
Fix end of the game offense. If the Raptors had some offense at the end of games, they actually might be in a better position. The way this team functions at the end of games is horrible.
Their net rating tells you everything about this.
It's god awful. When I watch these guys play at the end of games, how do you play offense? It's so stagnant. There's no movement. It's basically, it's horrible to watch. And that's why they lose games at the end of the close games at the end, right? Nick Nurse, this last couple, you know, the couple days off, you, instead of going on vacation, you got to figure out how to fix the end of the game offense.
Because yo, he was you're gonna... personal reasons.
No, no, I'm talking about the All-Star break.
Oh, okay.
And I know. much respect, whatever family issues he had, take your time with that. But now that he's back, right, hopefully they fixed it.
Yeah, the offense for sure. That's something, the fourth quarter offense, something I'm going to look at. But I just want to see how he works with Jakob, with OG, the minutes. How are you going to allocate minutes? Who are you going to trust? That's my question. Who are you going to trust moving forward? We're going to, as it gets serious, as playoffs come around, play-in comes around, you look more to an eight-man, nine-man rotation, right? Some guys are not going to see the court at all, right? So who are you going to trust moving forward? We talked about it earlier. That's Precious Achiuwa. That's, to me, Chris Boucher. We'll see what happens with Malachi. I want to see... who are you going to rely on, right, moving forward? So that's my question. That's my question.
Yeah, well, Nick Nurse has a whole, not a whole new roster. He got one new guy
on
the
team
now.
What do you want to see Nick Nurse do?
Oh, you guys care about what I have.
Of course.
You asked the question. You are Miss Raptors.
We're short on time, but I guess I'll give my my outlook too here. So for me, I think it's just a matter of how is he going to utilize everybody on the court. Is he going to run the starters down to the full extent one more time? Mm-hmm. Or is he going to now rely on a little bit of bench that you have now, right? You don't have a lot, but you have one guy that got now moved from the starting lineup to the bench now. So how will you utilize him? How will you give the guys breaks? How will you make sure that each position is accounted for? And how will you use Gary Trent and OG? That's my biggest. I'm like, how will they be used? Because will that be matchup or will that be a Nick Nurse experiment?
We'll see.
I don't know. I'm scared, but we'll find out. And Nick Nurse is also on his second to last year of his contract. So I would think his job is pretty safe, but I would say that
he's good.
I think
he's good. That's just me.
I think it's safe too.
I think he's good too, but if they flame out and they don't and they kind of falter here, does then questions come in? Like, okay,
questions will come in, but he's safe.
But I would not fire Nick Nurse. I'm just
do not fire Nick Nurse. Please don't do that. Okay.
No, I don't think it can be. I think he's gonna have to stay. But at the same time, how will this look on his end, depending on how we finish the season? So that's gonna be obviously running around circles in his mind too. But thank you, Eric Kareen. Thank you, The Athletic, for giving us some stuff to talk about today. Hopefully, we did it justice. We'll see what the Raptors look like once they get back into the game tomorrow against the Pelicans, guys. Real quick. Who's winning? Justin? Pelicans?
No Zion, so I'm going to go with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Well, you killed you to say that.
Raptors.
Yep. One more win added to our column and might just help us get to the playoffs. And we'll see you guys next time on Hoop Talks. Take care.